Life, it needs to overflow. Ezekiel, chapter 47, verses 1 to 12. Let us turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, verses 1 to 12. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east, and the water was flowing from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. He measured off another 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off another 1,000. But now it was a river that I could not cross, because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in a river that no one could cross. He asked me, "Son of man, do you see this?" Then he led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Araba, where it enters the sea. When it empties into the sea, the water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish, because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh, so where the river flows everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore, from En Gedi to En Eglaim there will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds like the fish of the great sea. But the swamps and marshes will not become fresh, they will be left for salt. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. A wonder of fish is that even though they live in the sea, they do not get soaked in salt water. They do not get fallen down and get assimilated, but they live by passing through the sea. True Christians do not get soaked in the worldly culture and get rotten, get assimilated to the circumstances, but rather, they change the world. To change the world, the Lord came to this world, and for life, He saved the dark world and gave the vision. He solved the problems of life. Faith is a dream and a vision. Living with faith is living with a dream and hope in heart. It is because we look at the power of God. Even though everything is closed, Christians trust that the heaven is open, so we do not become depressed. But the word for today is about the story of the Israelites when they were very exhausted because of their lives as captives in Babylon. They did not have hope of the future and they only had depression. At times, you would also have times like this when you are depressed in your life. At times, you would have been very down and you would have been placed in a situation where you were not able to see any hope in the future. In this kind of situation, through Ezekiel, God showed him a vision. It was a vision of him being restored again through the house of God. Fiercely, the water that enables the life to live again, flew from the house of God. Let us look at verse 1. It says, "The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar." It was a vision that God showed to Ezekiel. The temple appeared and from under the threshold of the temple, water came out. The depth of water got deeper and deeper and it overflew the bank of the river. And the water that came out of the temple, the moment it touched the trees began to revive. These started to bear fruit and wherever the water got gathered, the fish started to come. The vision also showed that the fishermen started to come. God showed the vision that things were being restored from the temple. The central point of the life of the Israelites is only the temple. When they build houses, wherever they are, whether they are in the north, south, east and the west, whichever direction they are facing, I heard that they make doors facing the temple. Even the rabbis, when they get on the plane, they look at the compass and facing the temple, they pray. In Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Daniel as well, towards the Jerusalem temple, he opened the door and prayed to God three times a day. Even though he faced a hard time of getting into the lion's den, this became an opportunity of him getting recognition from the king even. Jacob as well, when he met God in Bethel, he made the first pledge that he would build a temple. In these people's lives, in their center, they had a temple in their minds at all times. Why do the Israelites think of the temple critically like this? It is because they believe that the owner of the temple is God. The life centered around the temple means that it is a life centered on God. Wherever they are and whatever they do, they place their focus on God. Whether they study, whether they run a business, whether they participate in politics, in their center, God is in their center. I hope you will also live your lives centered on church. In other words, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will live your lives centered on God. As Christians, we need to have three kinds of churches. First of all, our hearts are the church. Let us read the 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 16. It says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?" In our hearts, God is existent, the Lord and the Holy Spirit are existent. When we have the church in our hearts and our lives, there is peace, wisdom and a true rest. In contrast, when our church is fallen down in our hearts, anxiety, fear come and our lives become desolate. In the Bible, Paul was like that and Judas was like that. Not to make the church fall down in our hearts, we need to do two things. We need to cleanse our hearts. God is holy. Our hearts need to be holy. God burnt the Sodom area which was not holy and he wiped the Noah's generation by water. If things are filthy, God abandons people, the society and also the nations. Therefore, our hearts need to be holy. At all times, we need to cleanse ourselves by the blood of the Lord. So that the peace, true rest would be in the hearts and also the souls would be purified. Also, we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. In the 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 19, it says, "Do not put out the Spirit's fire." In Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 30, it says, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." The Holy Spirit speaks to us personally in us. When we follow the will of God, the joy comes and the peace follows. But when we walk on the path that is crooked, worries come and the sighing sounds can be heard within our hearts. Therefore, when we live our lives followed by the Holy Spirit, we have the church in our hearts as we live. The other thing is that there is the church in the heaven. Let us read Revelation, chapter 21, verse 4. It says, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." This is an original hometown that the believers would return to for good. We are living a life of a traveler right now. Travelers need to leave at some point. Even though we say we live a long time, we live shorter than 100 years' time. And this world has more pain, worries, illnesses and agony than peace. On the day that we live this life as a traveler, we go to the heavenly home where there is no tear again, no sickness, no saying goodbyes and no wailing. That is the heaven that we get to live together with the Lord. Therefore, the believers, even though we live on the land, we live as citizens of the heaven. We live on this land but we need to gaze upon the heaven. It is because the origin of life is in the heaven. Everything in this world has an origin of life. For fish, the water is the origin. So apart from being in water, fish cannot live. For trees, the soil is the origin. Trees need to place their roots deep within the soil, so that these can become grand trees. However, even though the human beings are living on the land, but the origin of life is in the heaven, we need to fix our eyes on God. So the people in Greece said that the human beings are anthropos. In other words, it has a meaning that the human beings are the beings that live by facing upwards. The ones that need to live facing God are human beings. When we fix our eyes on God, there is true rest and peace. While we have the Lord and the church in our hearts, as we live, we go to the heavenly church for good. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that we will all face the heaven that exists forever in our lives. Also, there is the church on land. Let us read the 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 16. It says, I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. When Solomon built the temple and when he prayed, it says, that the eyes of God and the heart of God were always on the temple. Jesus taught at church and also he tipped the tables over of the people that sold pigeons and exchanged money at church. Jesus told people that my house is the house of prayer for all nations. For Christians, it is important to have God in hearts until we get to the heaven. The church on land is extremely important. These days, I heard that there are people that listen to this sermon at the fishing point, and I heard that there are people that have road trips and listen to the sermon there and say that they had a worship service there. Also, there are people that support the view that the church does not have to have a church building. This is wrong. Before the Lord carried the cross at last, he came back to the church in Jerusalem as well. The model of the church in the heaven is the church on land. So, including the early church, in Revelation, there are seven churches that come up. It means that church on land is this important. We serve God, worship, pray, praise, educate, get training and save souls at church on land. Like the Ark of Noah, we need to serve this role well. So God showed a vision to Ezekiel that the things began from the church. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will live your lives centered on the church. From the temple, the water of life overflew. Let us look at verses 4 to 5. It says, he measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee-deep. He measured off another 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off another 1,000, but now it was a river that I could not cross, because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in, a river that no one could cross. God waits till the water overflows. There is a point that God wants to intervene. Water never boils at 99 degrees. It begins to boil when it reaches 100 degrees. This is a turning point. Especially, among the visions Ezekiel saw, water overflew from the temple and God told Ezekiel to get in there. He took off his clothes and got in. Water was up to his ankle, his knees and even to his waist. With a ruler, he measured it and said that this is not enough. He measured it four times again. When he got in the fourth time, it was water as much as the water that he could swim in and it was overflowing. He said that this should be measured again till it gets flooded. The point that it flooded is the point that God wants. God waited till it flooded and he said to measure it again. God measure the faith as well. Let us read verse 4. It says, he measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee-deep. He measured off another 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. There is a quantity that God wants. Till it flooded, he measured it. There are people that are like children still as their faith did not grow even though they had been Christians for 10 years and 20 years. I will share a story with you. A while ago, I led spiritual revival rally in Japan and was invited to a home there after it was all finished. There was a child in that family and even though the body was of a 14 years old but the intellectual level was only of a 2 years old. This kid behaved like a 2-year-old baby. The parents were concerned about this child and invited me to their home so that they could ask me for a prayer. Our faith could be also like this. God measures our faith as well. There is a standard that God wants. God measures the quantity of prayer. What is your depth of your prayer like right now? Are you praying a prayer of deep depth? It has been said that when Paul prayed, he saw 3,000 levels. When he prayed, the jail door got opened and the steel chains got undone. When Elisha prayed, his spiritual eyes were opened. Please examine how much time you devote in prayer. The Lord began with a prayer and finished with a prayer, too. Do you cut down on the time of prayer, saying you are busy? Because you are busy and the schedule is tight, we need to pray more. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will get over the point of prayer that God wants. He also measures the quantity of our faith. Have a look at the woman in Cana. When she brought a child that was mentally ill and asked the Lord for healing, the Lord did not pay attention to her. When the disciples asked for a favor, the Lord said that he came for Israel and treated them like dogs. Nevertheless, the Canaan woman did not give up and said like this. Lord, The dogs also live by the scrap food that it got dropped by the table of their master. At that moment, the Lord said, "Woman, you have great faith, your request is granted. Your faith has saved you." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. We need to know that the Lord is measuring our faith. He also measures the commitment. It seems that God does not see, but He sees it all. According to the work done, He rewards us. On the day that we get evaluated in front of the Lord, I hope that your faith would be the one that gets rewarded then. I hope your faith is the one that prepares you for this. The water that overflew from the threshold of the temple door became deeper, and it turned out to be the water that people could even swim in. The water of faith overflew and bore beautiful fruit. In verse 8, it says, "He said to me, 'This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah, where it enters the sea. When it empties into the sea, the water there becomes fresh.'" Arabah means a desolate land. Water that flew from the temple, when it touched this desolate land, and as the water got added more and eventually overflew, it said that it became fruitful. That is right. When the water of life overflew, desolate land revived. When this flows through the souls and spirits, the souls and spirits get revived. Depression turns to hope and the sorrow gets restored to be joy. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that grace that overflows through our Yongin Church would revive souls, spirits, and not only our church but will revive the churches of Korea and our people as well. I pray that this life-saving work of the Holy Spirit will take place. Have a look at the blessings that show up when the life overflows. Verses 9 to 12 say like this. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish, because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh, so where the river flows everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore, from En Jetty to En Eglaim there will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds like the fish of the great sea. But the swamps and marshes will not become fresh, they will be left for salt. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. The life revived. Verse 9 says, "Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish, because this water flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows everything will live." Dying trees around the river revived. They lived again when the water that overflew from the temple flooded there. Water that overflew, when it touched the roots, they began to have life again. Our faith as well, it needs to be flooded. It needs to be overflowing. Grace, love, joy and peace as well, these need to overflow. Secondly, the fishermen were gathered around. Verse 10 says, "Fishermen will stand along the shore, from En Jetty to En Eglaim there will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the great sea." When the water that overflew from the temple flooded, the trees that were alongside the river revived, and not only that, there were many fish. So fishermen were gathered around there as well. My family in Christ, when we have success, people get attracted. There are many people that greet and there are many people that look for us. However, when we have a failure, everyone leaves. Friends leave, neighbors leave and even siblings leave. This is a world live in. The world is cold-headed and it is relative. But, whenever we have a failure and whenever we get ill, without failure, the Lord stands beside us at all times. Therefore, walk with the Lord. This is a person of a true success. As Christians, looking for a good workplace to work for is not everything. Because you are getting into that workplace needs to become a good workplace. Christians do not look for a land of a blessing and wander around, but because of you, that land needs to become a land of a blessing. Because of Joseph, people of Egypt became blessed even. Because of Abraham, other people were blessed even. All sorts of fruit were born. Verse 12 says, "Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing." Leaves did not wither. Every month, there was a new fruit that was born. Even the leaves, these became the ingredient for the medicine. People thought that the leaves were useless, but the word that says that the leaves would become ingredients for medicine, this is a confession that the agony and failures of the past would also be a benefit like ingredients of medicine. What is the origin of all of this life-saving source? Water came from the church. That is right. All the blessings came from the church. The owner of the church is God. The origin of blessings is God. Let us live our lives centered on God. Let us place God as the cornerstone and set the direction. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that God will become a plumb line so that He sets the standard in our lives. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it needs to overflow. Grace needs to overflow, and in our hearts, joy, peace also need to overflow. Also, the prayers need to overflow. God is measuring it all. He is measuring the prayer, faith, grace and the depth of our commitment as well. The work of God begins when we meet His standard and when we exceed His expectation. The vision that Ezekiel saw as well, God waited till it flooded. We get to enjoy the answer and the blessings when we reach this point. There are many instances where people could not persevere till things flooded and they could not achieve what they wanted. We know about one-meter philosophy well. Someone bought a gold mine and was developing it, but even though he dug deep, he could not find gold. He gave up and sold it. The next person that bought this dug 1 meter deeper and the piles of gold were found. A person that sold this gold mine was depressed but got up again. He set his life philosophy up again. That is this 1 meter philosophy. I hope that your life will get deeper and things will overflow and flood over. In your souls and spirits, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that the grace will overflow. I pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.